thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for May 10th, the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are soliciting prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Kevin Freeman, followed by our scripture reading from Sister Mary Dillon.
Thank you, my sister. Good evening, my brothers and sisters and friends. Let's go and talk to the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Dear Lord, we come to you, dear Lord, just lifting you up this evening, dear Lord. Thank you for another prayer service, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I just thank you for just how you provide for us day in and day out. Dear Lord, I come to you just giving thanks on my heart that you allow us to open our eyes this morning and just go through the day, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I just lift up all the ministers at First Baptist Church who stand behind that holy pulpit, dear Lord, delivering your word. Heavenly Father, I just come to you, just thank you for how you just blessed me, dear Lord. You blessed all of us that we come to know you through your word, dear Heavenly Father. We felt that robbery, dear Heavenly Father. We just answered your call when you tugged on our hearts, dear Lord, just to let us know you. And I thank you for those who joined First Baptist Church lately, dear Heavenly Father. You're such a good God. Dear Lord, you sit high and sit low. And, dear Lord, you just watch all over this earth, dear me, Father, blessing us day in and day out. Dear Lord, be with those who land on their bed of affliction, dear me, Father. Let them not give up, dear me, Father. Let them know that you are there. Dear Lord, thank you for their families, the caregivers, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you're so good to us. You put food on our tables, clothes on our back. You put roof over our heads, and we're just so grateful, dear Lord. Thank you for your darling word, dear Heavenly Father, that we may get more and more closer to you and know you, dear Father. Thank you for your son who thought that robbery, who shed his blood for our sins, dear Lord, and all the other prophets, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I just can't thank you enough. You're so good to all of us. Dear Lord, in your son's name, I'm asking all this, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight's scripture is taken from the book of James, chapter 5. Verses 13 through 20. The label is the prayer of faith. I'm reading from the NIV version. Verse 13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayers offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other's, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their ways will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Amen.
Deacon Anthony Broxton will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, saints. Join me in speaking to our Father. Heavenly Father, the Most High, the Great I Am, the author and finisher of our faith, we come before you with love and joy in our hearts and thanksgiving in our soul, and we owe it all to you, our Father in heaven. Thank you once again, Father, for allowing us to join in this prayer service where we can lift up our cares and concerns and our joys and exaltations to you, Father God. We thank you for all your wonderful blessings. We thank you for being such a forgiving and patient God. Your holy word says you're slow to anger and abounding in love. And Father God, we know that we often run far astray from your holy word, and yet you allow us back in. And we thank you for that forgiving heart that you have, dear Lord. Thank you for blessing and looking out for this holy branch of Zion that we call First Baptist Church, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless and cover each and every member, our interim pastor, our pastor emeritus, the other members of the pastoral team, and each and every member. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done to show us the way of love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, all those fruits of the Spirit, Father God. We know that chaos reigns all over the world, but you told us that it's better that even though we're in the world, that we not be of the world. Lord God, we ask that you remember all of our sick and shunning members. We ask that you place your healing hand upon each and every one in need of your healing power. We ask that you be with those who are under the cloud of bereavement, Father God. We ask that you fill that void that's in their heart, fill it with that infinite love and joy that only comes from you, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you also look out for those less fortunate, those who are vulnerable, the homeless, the hungry, those suffering from substance abuse and domestic abuse and violence. Lord, we ask that you cover our young people who are in school. We ask that you just bring peace in the streets and in the classroom so that our young people can have a fulfilling experience, Father God, and get to know you and be able to withstand all the chaos and craziness that we see happening all throughout our communities. Father, cover them as only you can. And dear Lord, as we near what we call Mother's Day in a few days, we ask that you bless and cover each and every mother and those who perform the roles of a mother. Father, we know that no one expressed it better than in your Holy Bible. We see throughout Proverbs 31, and I believe verse 31 is the one that says, you honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Bless these mothers, Father God. For we know the sacrifices that each and every one of them go through for their children and all of their families. May they get the praise and honor that they are due and the love and respect from each and every one of us. These we ask in the name of your darling Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our closed mic prayer. Deacon Cecil Dryden will now lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, First Baptist Church family and friends. I come to you to say thank you over and over and over again. A very grateful person that I am, and how blessed I feel and I am, and how much I love you, dear Lord. How much I love being on the line and praying for others and interceding for others and giving all the honor and the grace and the mercy to you, Lord Jesus. You've been so good to all of us, and despite what we have gone through or going through, there's nothing better than calling your name Jesus. I love that name, Jesus. Growing up, Father, I always was taught us Psalms 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Psalms 91. And I continue to this day to know always kind of pray without stopping, Lord, because we're in a corrupted world. And this world needs you. Young people need you. Other people need you. There's death and trouble every day in this world. But Father, you are the number one thing to keep us going and keep us sane and keep us in our right spirit and our right mind. Because of you, Lord, I just love you. I just want to say thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for loving us in spite of us. Thank you for what you do for us every day, seen and unseen. Thank you for you, Lord Jesus, because you have saved us. Sick or healthy or whatever we're going through, I know one thing. If I'm sick, I want to touch the hem of that garment. If I need you more and more, I'm going to pray the 23rd Psalm. And as time goes, I need shelter, I need a covering, I'm going to do the Psalms 91. Father, we need you. Our life is nothing without you. Father, I just want to continue the journey that you put us on as deacons and as people of God. The spiritual connection that we have to you. So wonderful, dear Lord. It's wonderful to be able to call your name and just know that all is well. I'm going to hide behind the cross. I'm here by the blood of Jesus. How he takes care of us every day in spite of us. And I know for a fact I'm going to continue to praise you and honor you and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the truth. Father, you're just so wonderful, God. Wonderful in all areas and aspects of all our lives. And we're going to continue to praise you and honor you and give you the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Claudia Pearson. Sister Pearson is the daughter to Deacon Lamar and Dr. Elnor Pearson. She is a member of the gathering at Forestville, where Bishop Donald Anthony Wright is the pastor. She can now be found praying and preaching on the Amplify Network weekly, wherein she has been called to intercede for America. Sister Pearson is an anointed psalmist and Bible teacher in her community. And most of all, she was born and raised in First Baptist Church. I'd like to add one other thing. If you have any youth or young adult in your family, or maybe you want to branch out a little bit and you're interested in the theatrical arts, if you have any interest in working in front of or behind the scenes, I encourage you to reach out to Sister Pearson.
Somebody's a your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
yes.
But I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm surrounded. By you.
Good evening, all. This is Sister Claudia, and it's so nice to be with all of you this evening for prayer and for a little bit of study and inspiration. We will be in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 tonight, and so I'd like to jump right in. Now, I'm reading out of the Voice version. And so it might sound different to many of you who are used to the King James, but it makes this thing come alive for me. I'm speaking tonight to those of you who have found yourself with opposition. I'm very clear that not everybody's life is looking perfect in 2023. So many of us have a whole bunch of battles to fight. And I came tonight to let you know how to fight your battle, how to get the victory, how we're going to walk in victory, not only for the rest of this year, but what we're going to learn tonight will be applicable to the rest of our lives. This is the story of King Jehoshaphat of Judah. And in the beginning of the chapter, he has become king, and his assignment was to set up judges, and he did that with the fear of the Lord in his heart. And now that he's settled in, his enemies have begun to surround him. He is surrounded by the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Meunites, and those who were the offspring of even the Edomites, those who lived in Mount Seir. And remember, the people of God had confronted some of these enemies before. The sons of Edom, these are the ones that would not let them pass through their territory to get to safety where they needed to go. And they wanted to destroy them, but God told them, do not hurt them. It's okay. We'll go another way. And so Judah already had an opportunity to destroy their enemies before. And God allowed them to be merciful to these same enemies, and here they are at it again, coming to oppose the people of the Lord. And their army, their opposition was humongous. And tonight we're going to highlight in Scripture some of the things that God would have us to do when we encounter opposition that seems like it is greater than we are. So first of all, he sought God in prayer as soon as he got the message. Jehoshaphat was minding his business, ruling and reigning, trying to do the will of God. And when he heard a huge army is quickly approaching Jerusalem, they are coming from Edom beyond the Dead Sea. But they have already reached Hazazon Tamar, and that is in Gedi on the shore of the Dead Sea, about 2 days southwest of Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat was afraid, I'm in verse 3, so he sought the Eternal and required all Judah's citizens to fast. Everyone gathered together in Jerusalem from cities all over Judah to seek help from the Eternal. Jehoshaphat joined the assembly in the newly restored court at the Eternal's house and prayed before the people. O Eternal One, the true God of our ancestors, you are the true God in the heavens and the ruler over the kingdoms and nations. You are so strong that none can survive when they oppose you. O our true God, you demonstrated that power when you exiled inhabitants of this land for your people Israel and gave it to your friend Abraham's children forever. Please demonstrate it again. Now, as we are attacked, we have lived here and built a sacred house honoring your reputation. Now, we will remind you of Solomon's words. If we encounter disaster or disease from wars, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we come to this house where you are and where your reputation is honored, and beg for your help. You will hear our cries and rescue us. Now is the time to ask for your help. And it's important to note that here Jehoshaphat is remembering the instruction that was given to them through King Solomon. It was King Solomon's temple that was built in 1 Chronicles. Chapter 7, and after King Solomon built the temple, he sacrificed and he prayed this prayer, the same prayer that Jehoshaphat is praying. He said, Lord, if my people ever get in a situation where there's pestilence or famine, where there's sickness, where there's disease, or where there's war, or where there's judgment, If they would just face this direction and pray, my prayer, God, is that you would hear them. So Jehoshaphat remembered what his ancestors taught him. And here we found him humbling himself before God while he's in a place of fear. And saints, there's not one of us who is immune to fear tonight. Every last one of us has something that we have got to face that we are afraid of, but that is not what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is facing your situation no matter how afraid you are. So here Jehoshaphat takes courage in the word of the Lord that was already sent by previous kings. And he makes a decision. We're going to bow. We're going to go before God in prayer. We're going to seek him, and he is going to answer us. And he did ask for help. And when we get to chapter 20, verse 13, all Judah, the men, the women, the children, the infants, were waiting in front of the Eternal's temple when Jehoshaphat asked this. And after he asked for help, he didn't get up and run. He waited for the instruction of the Lord, not assuming that he knew how God was going to deliver them. What we do know, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of every single one. We just don't know how. And that's exactly why we're on this topic, because we do have opposition. It is scary. There is a fight before us. Our enemy might have more money than us. Our enemy might have more power than us. Our enemy might have more people on their side. But all we have to do is wait for the instruction of the Lord, because he is going to tell us how to move in a space of opposition. And so many times we get ahead of him and move in the arm of flesh because we think we know the way. And I'm telling you, you don't know the way out of this one. This time you are going to have to trust in the Lord. You're going to have to do what he says. Today your answer is in obedience. Obedience is everything. You're not going to be able to come up with your own plan. You're not going to be able to get into a huddle and figure this one out. You can't Google this answer. You can't research it. There's nobody to call. And some of you, every time you have a situation, 29 people know about your situation other than God. And none of them can help you but God. He is the only one that holds the key to your problems tonight. And all of these other conversations that you are having are null and void. They are a waste of your time. Nothing's going to happen until you obey the Lord. What are you trying to say, Sister Claudia? I'm saying shut your mouth and get back into a posture of prayer, just like Jehoshaphat did. And something happened when the people quietly waited on God. When you shut your mouth, you can perceive how the Spirit of God is moving. And the Spirit of God was resting on Jehaziel in the midst of the people. And Jehaziel was a Kohathite. Remember, the Kohathites were anointed to carry the glory of God in. All the Levites, all the sons of Aaron, they all had an assignment. Every single family, every single tribe had an assignment. An assignment of the Kohathites found in Numbers chapter 4 was to carry the covenant chest, the testimony, the ark. And nobody else was supposed to do it but them. And so the message, the word, the Spirit of the Lord fell on the one who was used to handling the holy things of God. And Jehaziel, the Levite, Jehaziel, the Kohathite, stands up and says, listen to me, all Judah, citizens of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat. The Eternal has responded to your pleading. Do not fear or worry about this army. The battle is not yours to fight. It is the Lord's.
And I know that you think that it's your business, but it's not. It's his. I know you think it's your decision, but it's not. It is his. Vengeance is not yours tonight. You are not qualified to get revenge. You are not clean enough. You are not holy enough to deserve revenge. Revenge can only belong to the one who was perfect. And so revenge belongs to God. And if you would stop wasting your time being vengeful, he could move on your behalf. He could move on my behalf. He is telling us this is not even about you. Even though you're in the middle of this mess, it is not about us, saints. It's about how much glory God can get out of the situation. And he tells the people, let me tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow they will travel through the ascent of Ziz. I want you to meet them at the end of the valley before the wilderness of Jeriel. There I will be watching. Stand and watch, but do not fight the battle. That is the hardest thing for so many of us to do. Is to not fight the battle. I know you want the last word so bad. You want the last word in your house. You want the last word on your job. You just can't wait to roll your neck and snap your fingers at somebody right now. You're writing emails and conjuring up letters. You can't wait to get your peace in. I'm telling you, you need all your peace tonight. You cannot waste your peace fighting insignificant battles when God has already told you that he is going to give you the victory. And so they obey. He told them, don't be afraid. He told them, don't worry. And he even told them when victory was coming. He said, it's not today. It's tomorrow. So Jehoshaphat humbled himself. He waited for his word. He got his word, and now he obeyed his word. He bowed his head, the scripture says in verse 18. And all the assembly fell prostrate before the Eternal and worshiped him with reverence. They trusted the Lord completely. Meanwhile, the Levite families of the Kohathites and Korahites stood up to praise. Here they go. Those carrying the glory of God. They stood up to praise the Eternal One. True God of Israel, with a very loud voice, witness the last time you got loud in your house. It shouldn't be that you only get loud at church. God should be able to hear you in your kitchen, be able to hear you in your bedroom, be able to hear you in your backyard. They weren't playing. They weren't whispering. They were shouting and singing with a loud voice. Unto God. This is how we fight our battles, saints, early the next morning. So they didn't sleep through their devotion. They didn't sleep through their prayer time. They didn't sleep through their study time. God of mercy, they got up early the next morning, and they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. There Jehoshaphat's message to Judah was not about courage in battle. And this is exactly where I want to be, saints. Listen to me. Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, this is what you have to do. This is what I got to do. This is the how we're going to walk, not only through this week, but this is how we're going to walk through 2023. If we are going to walk in victory, trust in the Eternal One, your true God. Not in your own abilities. I know you're educated. I know you got your master's degree. I know you have your PH, your doctorate. I know you went to school. I know you have been well trained. I know that you studied, but you don't know the way this time. Do not trust in what you can do. I know you know who to call. I know you know how to gather. You know how to organize. You know. You know so much until what you know has gotten you into another mess. And this time, your deliverance is not in what you can do, But your deliverance is in your ability to walk by faith. If you could see it, saints, it would not be faith. You do not know how he's turning this over. You do not know how he's delivering your children. You do not know how he's saving your spouse. You do not know how he's elevating you, promoting you, blessing you, turning your entire life around. All you can do is trust and obey. So Jehoshaphat tells them, trust in the Lord, not in your ability, and you will be supported. Put your trust in his words that you heard from who? Through the prophets, and we will succeed. And that's not necessarily through your prayer partner who swears that they're a prophet, or the prophets on television that you have been watching the entire pandemic. The prophets, that's the old prophets, that's Moses. That's Daniel. That's David. That's Ezekiel. That's Haggai. He's talking about the scriptures. Put your confidence in what the Bible says. And we have been trying to build our lives on our opinions for a long time. And I want to ask you something, FBC. What has that gotten you? What do you think? What you feel, what has that gotten you so far? It is time for us to build our lives on the rock, on the solid foundation of the Word of God. And those of you who have been building your life on Christ, following his word from a long time, I guarantee you live in a place of peace. But those of you who have been manipulating, dominating, controlling, doing your own thing, look at what you have. A pile of nothing. And he's telling us tonight that our way out is in finally living by this word. And I have no other message for you. You cannot go around the instruction of God not one more year. Did you not notice that thousands died in 2020 and 2021? And we are still here. We survived that pestilence. And you think we're here because God is playing God games? No, it is time for you to make up your mind that you're going to follow him on a narrow way. And the way is narrow, but it is a tried way. It is a true way. It is a trusted way. It is a tested way. And I'm here to tell you, it is the only way you are going to succeed. You might be okay for a while doing you, but after a while, that house you're building on the sand is going to crash, not if, but when the storm comes. You have already survived the storm. I have already survived the storm. And here comes opposition yet again, and all we have to do is what the word says. And that is trust in the Lord. Obey him. Obey what you already know. And I want to tell you all something. Those who find themselves not knowing exactly what to do, which turn, which door, which person, don't let what you don't know keep you from doing what you do know. What you do know will lead you beyond what you don't know after a while if you keep doing what you do know. He will give us clarity. He will give us answers. He will show us what doors are open. He will show us the doors he is closing if we will do what we know. After he addressed the people, I imagine by then the people are starting to get their faith up just like you are right now. And in verse 21, having addressed the people, Jehoshaphat asked those who sang, to the eternal to lead the army and praise his magnificence and holy. And they started saying, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy endure forever. They're singing, they're shouting and praising. And in chapter 20, verse 22, when the people began to sing and to pray, what did God do? He was ready to cause great confusion in battle. What you mean confusion? Something happens to us when we worship and we pray. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of the people. So there's a place that you can go. There's a place that I can go in praise and worship where we are so surrounded. We are so engulfed. We are so covered by him until our spiritual enemy, Satan, and all of his demons, we are so covered until we look just like Christ. He does not know the difference between us and him. And because of that, he gets confused. He doesn't know what to do because in that place of praise, in that place of worship, we are all looking just like Christ. I want to look like Christ. I want to be hidden. Saints, do you want to be so covered? Do you want to be so protected? Do you want to be so safe until the enemy can't even find you? That's how they got the victory. So the enemies started destroying one another. They didn't know who was who. And God can cause confusion amongst your enemies right now. And they can flee another direction. One minute they were attacking you. Next week they'll find somebody else. Why? Because God is in control. Why? Because his word is true. I am no longer running to every fight. I am no longer running to every battle. Even if it knocks on my door, that doesn't mean that I have to answer. My struggle is not to fight with people, saints. My struggle is to fight to remain in the presence of the Lord, to be committed to prayer, to be committed to worship, and to be committed to study, to be committed to seeking him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and then all of these things shall be added to your life. But there is no addition until you start to seek, until you get your seek in order, until you get your listen in order, until you get your prayer in order, until you get your flesh under control, until you stop having the last word, until you stop thinking that you know how to fix your problem. If you knew how to fix it, you wouldn't be here. And so finally, I surrender tonight. I confess, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know not the way through 2023. My opposition is, in fact, bigger than I. And so many of us have the same situation. The enemy seems to have more power than us. But I will call on the name of the Lord. You are a strong tower tonight. We will run in and we'll be saved every single time. We are covered in the blood of Jesus tonight. I decree and declare that every listener that is encountering great opposition, I don't care if it's called sickness and disease. I don't care if it's called financial loss. I don't care if it's called divorce. I don't care if it's called education obstacles. I don't care if it's called job loss. Whatever it may be, God, I thank you that the name of Jesus is greater than any power that is standing up against us today. And you are able to tear down our opposition. I ask you in Jesus' name, show us the way tonight. Give us the answers. Lead us and guide us by your Spirit. Destroy the works of darkness now that have already risen up against us to show us their ugly head. I thank you, O God, that greater is he who is within us
than he who is in the world. The prince, the power of the air is not greater than the name of Jesus. In every battle we face this year, we are going to be victorious by the power of the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus that we cannot be defeated. It's in the name of Jesus that we stand tonight. It's in the name of Jesus that we don't do nothing but win. And I said it how I meant it. We don't do nothing but win in the name of Jesus. All over this line, I thank you. There are nothing but winners in Jesus' name. We are victorious through Jesus Christ, and we will not declare in our homes, in our conversations, driving in our cars, we will not declare anything else except we will win. It's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, precious name of Jesus, Satan has got to flee. Oh,
amen, amen, amen. I am in total awe of Sister Pearson's message. I've known Claudia Pearson since she was a teenager, and she taught me some things when she was young, and she's still teaching me some things. So we're going to open up the line for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Claudia Pearson and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds, so please try to quiet all background noise unless you are speaking.
Victory.
Just like your mom and dad. Praise God. Keep working in the victory.
We have victory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And thank you so much for opening the door to the church. Yes!
Oh, hallelujah.
Listen.
Hallelujah.
So great. So
wonderful.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mm.
It's so
wonderful.
The First Baptist Church Health Ministry would like to remind you that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and there are 12 steps to overcome depression. Number one, exercise regularly and eat healthy foods. Number two, get a reasonable amount of sleep each night. Number three, find purpose. Put your focus on someone or something other than yourself. Number four, create a list of small goals to achieve. Check them off as you accomplish them. Number five, journal your thoughts each night before bed to clear your mind. Number six, listen to music or watch a movie that makes you happy. Number seven, do a creative activity as a way to express emotions or as a distraction. Number eight, don't isolate yourself. Be around people, even if it means just going to the store. Number nine, be present in the moment. Recognize and appreciate your surroundings and the people in your life. Number 10, pray or meditate to relax and refocus your thoughts. Number 10 requires repeating. An additional emphasis. You must pray or meditate to relax and refocus your thoughts. Number 11, use thought-stopping techniques. And number 12, check out 99 coping skills which can offer a distraction or refocus your thoughts. This information is available on www.yourlifeyourvoice.org. If you have thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call 1-800-448-3000 or text 988. There are counselors available for your call 24 hours, 7 days a week. As we approach Mother's Day, I just want to share a few affirming Mother's Day quotes. It takes a lifetime to truly appreciate all the ways a good mom makes all the difference. Motherhood is tough, but moms are tougher. When I grow up, I want to be just like my mom. Beautiful. Of all the people who pour sunshine into our days, moms are the best. Smiles and hugs, joy and love, that's what all great moms are made of. Moms just know. They know how to help, how to heal, how to listen, how to love. And mom is just another way of spelling love. So on behalf of all of our mothers and those of you who are acting in the role of mother, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, mama.
Speaking of Mother's Day, on Sunday, May 14th at 4 p.m., the Cathedral Choral Society, along with the Heritage Signature Chorale, will join forces to present Our Work Unfinished, a Black Composer's Retrospective. This will be with a full orchestra and Maestro Stanley J. Thurston on the podium. The chorus will offer an exploration of music that reflects the African-American experience. The program features Adolphus Hale Storck's Done Made My Vow, an unparalleled, exquisitely moving work that chronicles the civil rights journey from Harriet Tubman through Barack Obama. This concert will take place at the National Cathedral. If you are interested, please check out the National Cathedral's website for additional information and tickets. Several members from First Baptist Church will be participating in this concert, and we would love to look out in the congregation of the National Cathedral and see you there. We will now have remarks and closing prayers coming from Deacon Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. Oh, what a night it has been. Our hearts have been set on fire. Thank you, Sister Claudia Pearson, for that powerful, powerful message. Your message has allowed us to know the power of God's holy word, and we thank you so much. And we thank all the participants that were here tonight to participate and share in prayers. Of course, I'm speaking tonight because Reverend Young has another assignment. He asked that I would provide these closing remarks. But I just wanted to thank so much for that word that we were able to experience tonight. I'll just touch upon a few of the upcoming events, as has been mentioned. This coming Sunday is Mother's Day, as we remember our mothers and those who are mother caretakers. This Sunday, Reverend Nancy Knight will be the preacher of the morning. Please, please, please come out, because it's also our youth and young adult Sunday. We want to support them in every way we can. The following Sunday, on May 21st, will be Mother's Day at 10 a.m., We thank God for all the powerful women who serve our church. And we have a guest speaker who is the Reverend Karen Curry, who is the associate minister at the Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church. And the Women's Day Choir will bring the music. And I know you will want to be there, so be there. Thank you so much for being there in advance. Also, please continue to pray for our church family and friends who are grieving over the loss of loved ones in your prayers. Please pray for all our sick and shut-in members. God is still answering prayers. Remember them and let us know that the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. As we continue to go in this service, we come to praise the Lord and to lift up. Yeah, this Sunday is May 14th, so that'll be Mother's Day if I made a mistake in saying that. Tonight we've come to praise the Lord and pray to make our request known unto God. The lines will be open for 20 seconds to lift up the names and concerns of your hearts. The lines will be open at this time. Family, what we've learned tonight, we have to be like Jehoshaphat. Pray, and he committed the situation to God, acknowledging that only God could save the nation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are greater than anything. You are all-powerful and merciful. You give us strength, love, hope, peace, and wisdom. Father, we come leaning on your word and leaning on your promises. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to gather in your name on this Wednesday night prayer service. For you created us. Father, you've heard the names and the concerns that have been made known tonight, and we pray that your goodness and your mercy will follow us always. We come together thanking you for the many blessings, and thanking you, Father God, for keeping us along this life's journey. And thanking you for this day. Thank you for making a way out of no way and protecting us. Father, we realize that if we hadn't been for you, where would we be? Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We are so grateful to have your presence and your power in our daily walk. Lord, we know that we may not have everything we want, but it's you that provides all our needs. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you will do. We ask for the blessings for each person on this prayer line tonight. We ask for the blessing for those who couldn't be on this prayer line tonight. Lord, we lift up our sick and shut-in members of First Baptist Church and sick ones all over the world. We pray, Lord, that you will heal only as you can do. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort those families who are under the shadow of bereavement. We pray, Lord, that you will protect and guide our young people. We pray that you will prevent all the shooting and acts of violence everywhere. We pray for the First Baptist Church family and all the officers and members. We pray for our government leaders and our spiritual leaders of this nation. Father, we pray for our search of a senior pastor and keep us in unity as one body in Christ. Keep us focused on you, Lord, because we need you all the time. We pray for your strength as we serve in your kingdom. We need you, Father, always to lead and guide us in your will and in your way. We can't do it without you. We live in the hope of your blessings and your way. Father, we know that we have to do much work here at First Baptist Church. We ask that you continue to keep us on the straight and narrow. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And all of God's people said, amen, amen, and amen.
I have one more announcement that is very near and dear to my heart. Special Olympics of the District of Columbia is seeking volunteers for their 2023 Summer Games. The Summer Games schedule is Monday, May 15th through Thursday, May 18th, and these games are taking place at Catholic University, 600 Taylor Street, Northeast. Volunteer opportunities include competition assistance, scorekeeping, registration, awards, escort, water stations, setup and breakdown, and more. There will be on-site training, t-shirts, and lunch provided. Parking is available. Again, if you have some spare time next week between the 15th and the 18th, please consider volunteering with the Special Olympics of Washington, D.C. You can also contact them at 202-408-2640 or go directly to their website, specialolympicsdc.org, for additional information and to volunteer. I hope to see some of my First Baptist Church family out in the field next week. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.